Hello, everybody. How are you guys? I'm still driving, if you're listening to the previous episode, but I'm genuinely surprised how people are focusing on a single sales channel. And I really had to dig deeper on this because I think people are not even aware how they can cease to exist their businesses within a single mistake. Hey guys, Dan Chadimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
When we say lead generation is an important thing, but you have to diversify. You cannot be dependent on a single lead generation or sales channel. Is just because of that. If you're dependent on one and they change the rule of the game, well, guess what? That's it. And I find it very interesting that majority of the clients that I talk with, well, they start selling, or they say start outreach, or they start lead generation. They'll find one channel that works for them. That's it. They no longer try anything else. And I'm like, well, what if that stops existing? What are you going to do then? And they're like, I hope it won't. So, for example, for a lot of companies, one of the main way of generating new clients was events. Physical online event. You go to an event, you meet people, you greet, you follow up with them, you send proposals, you close deals. And it's a nice lead generation channel. It's a nice sales channel. But guess what? COVID hit, the planes were shut down, the countries were on lockdown. So now what? If you were based only on events, well, that's it. Game over. You cannot go to events. Therefore, you cannot get any more new clients. Another sales channels that was more common was referral. It's like, yeah, I don't need sales. I have referrals. People are referring me to one to another, and that's how I'm getting new clients. And I was like, that's referral is one of the healthiest way of getting new clients, because if someone refers you, it means that they're not just happy with your results, but they are even more than happy. They're becoming a brand ambassadors and start recommending you in front of other companies. And it's great, but it's not sustainable. How can you predict? How can you plan? You're just waiting for the phone to ring. And at some point, if nobody recommends you, well, guess what? You're out of job. You're out of a company. The next one is, we do LinkedIn outreach, the common way. And I'm like, that's fantastic. LinkedIn is perfect. But what happens if you kind of abuse it and LinkedIn decides to block your account? Then what? You're like, yeah, well, I'm going to start a new LinkedIn account and I'm going to continue. I wish if it was that easy. You are having an account like myself with 20,000 connections already. And if LinkedIn blocked me for some reason, I will have to go from scratch. It's going to take me 6 to 9 months just to build up the funnel from scratch. Or other companies saying, yeah, well, we do email marketing. And I was like, perfect. How about when Google blocks your domain? And I find it interesting that not everybody are thinking about utilizing multiple sales channels and then diversifying the risk. Freelancing. Let me cover that channel as well, because I find it more and more relevant to more and more agencies that I talk to. They're like, yeah, we go on Upwork, we apply, we find some job ads, we take them over, we move them through the company, and we start working on them. And some companies are 100% dependent on Upwork because it's their main lead generation channel, main client channel, and it's good. And it is good, but what if Upwork blocks your account? Well, what happens then? They're like, yeah, well, we're going to start new channels. And I'm like, it's too late. It's game over. Because the second you decide to start a new channel, it's going to take you between 3 to 6 months to build it. Even if you say, let's start LinkedIn, it's not something that, yeah, now I start LinkedIn, clients are waiting in a waiting line already. So I find it interesting that people are not seeing the diversification as they should. And it's not just because, yeah, I can get more meetings from multiple channels, but sometimes some channels will yield good results, others will not, but then the other months, the others will deliver good, but the first one won't. And by you utilizing multiple channels for sales, you're actually diversifying. If LinkedIn decides to block you, it's still fine. You have the events, you have freelance, you have other lead generation channels. Or if COVID hits, you're still fine because you have LinkedIn, you have the freelance, so you're safe. And I've seen this a lot when people are saying, well, it's same with ads. If you're focused 100% on Facebook ads, and then Zuckerberg decides to change the algorithm or change the price ranges or everything, you're done. That's it. You cannot compete because you don't have any other. Or if you're focused 100%, now I'm focusing a bit on a marketing angle, if you're focused 100% on SEO and SEO and SEO, and then Google said, well, we're changing the algorithm, how the search engine works, you're done. So that's why you actually need to diversify. You need to have multiple channels in marketing and multiple channels in sales. So I was curious, which sales channels are you currently utilizing? Because at B2B, we are not all over the place. I wish I could say that. Freelancing is a big channel for us because we have a full-time person that is full-time, just screening on Upwork, looking through different job ads, especially projects, and then apply on those behalf. And when people respond, it's facilitating up to the meeting. We also utilize LinkedIn and email, of course, because those are also important channels. What I find interesting in 2023 were the events, because we've added to our stack. So we went to Greece, we went to Barcelona, so we're gonna utilize those in 2024 on top of it. And now there is like another sales channel that we are experimenting, because we started with like several of our clients and it doesn't work for everybody. You need to be an agency or something, but job ads. It's like, if you're a web development agency, a creative agency, a lead generation agency, a software development agency, an SEO agency of any kind, or you're a consultant like a financial consultant, management consultant, or whatever kind of consultant, you can actually go on LinkedIn Jobs and start looking for job ads. It's not like you're going to apply for those job ads, but it means that the companies that have posted that they need a web developer, well, if you're a web development agency, you can reach out to them and think, you know what? Well, you can have a web developer, or you can hire us as an agency and we can take care of it. And we have multiple skills and multiple people, and it can be much cheaper because you can utilize per need rather than a full-time job. And guess what? 6 or 7 out of them, the company that have an active job ad, will straightforward tell you, no, we're looking for to fill this position in-house, so we're not interested in working with agency. And that's fine. You cannot win them all. But on the other hand, 2 or 3 of them will say, well, you know what? If you gave us a better value proposition for cheaper than actually having a full-time in-house, we're all ears. And that's it. There you have a meeting, and it's up to you to convince them that as a consultant, you can be their fractional CFO's chief marketing or CTO, and that as a consultant or as an agency, compared to an individual, you have a much broader variety of experience and a variety of skills. So that's another channel that I'm currently thinking of introducing, because I really think that, yeah, at the end of the day, is sometimes there will be more meetings from one channel, sometimes from another, but overall, we're going to have more, meaning more clients. And also, it's diversifying the risk. At some point, if someone decides to block us or change the game of the rules, we can easily continue surviving as a company. And I really am saying this because I want you to think about how many sales channels are you currently utilizing. That's all I had for today, guys. Do have a great day and stay in touch. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episode on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.